Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, May 24th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Polish President Andrzej Duda has reiterated his appeal to European decision-makers to remain united in the face of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and help Kyiv defend its sovereignty. Speaking at the London Defense Conference on Tuesday, Duda warned European leaders that the aim of the Kremlin is to regain control over the so-called post-Soviet zone and destroy the current world order. Russia's war in Ukraine has a much broader dimension, he emphasized, leading to global consequences and affecting Asia, Africa, and the Middle East alike. During his speech, Duda also outlined Poland's priorities for the upcoming NATO summit in Vilnius, Lithuania, this summer. The Polish president concluded by urging all European allies and NATO members to individually maintain and develop their capacity to resist an armed attack. We must remember that NATO forces are not just U.S. troops. Today is day 455 of Russia's war on Ukraine. Farmers from Poland and other Central and Eastern European countries staged a protest in Brussels yesterday against excessive imports of grain and other agricultural products from Ukraine. Demonstrators from Poland, Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, Lithuania, Romania, and Slovakia gathered in the center of the Belgian capital to present their demands to the European Union's Commissioner for Agriculture, Janusz Wojciechowski. Protesters claimed Ukrainian grain imports were affecting their livelihoods and demanded that the EU take long-term, decisive measures on the issue. Łukasz Pergo, a farmer from northern Poland, told public broadcaster Polish Radio that protesters were demanding more and faster support from Brussels and an EU ban on imports of Ukrainian produce such as poultry and eggs. A serious accident involving a moose occurred at the Lipce Junction of the Southern Bypass last Sunday, highlighting the increasing danger of the animals for drivers in Pomerania. The forests in Pomerania are witnessing a surge in moose numbers, with approximately 900 of the animals estimated to inhabit the region, a figure seven times higher than a decade ago. As Roman Wasilewski of the Regional Directorate of State Forests in Gdańsk explains, moose pose a huge threat on the roads, as accidents involving moose often end tragically. Unlike other animals, moose aren't scared by moving vehicles, are good swimmers and runners, and can easily jump a 2-meter fence. Slipways and junctions are reportedly the places most at risk of a moose incursion, with officials planning to enact measures such as reflectors, sound deterrents, and fences to discourage the animals from entering the highway. Over 50,000 8th-grade students in 12,600 schools across Poland began their end-of-school exams yesterday with a written Polish language and literature test. The number includes over 14,000 Ukrainian students, according to reports from the Polish press agency, with some special adjustments for non-Polish speakers, including an extended time limit on the Polish exam and translation of questions on the math and foreign language tests. Some 34,000 8th-graders in Pomerania were asked to discuss the five-act tragedy Bala by Juliusz Słowacki and write an essay on the influence of the environment on their lives as part of yesterday's Polish exam. Students will continue with the nationwide mathematics exam today, with a foreign language exam set for tomorrow. Results will be published nationwide on July 3rd.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and warm, with very little chance of rain and a very light northern breeze. Temperatures will be slightly cooler than yesterday, with a daytime high of 20 degrees centigrade or 68 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 11 degrees centigrade or 52 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar weather is expected tomorrow, with more sun but slightly lower temps heading into the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.